Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. A group that started as a downtown community garden and evolved into a local food system has won a federal prize for its work. We are joined by Katie Houck, Executive Director of Urban Harvest STL. Congratulations, first of all, Katie, and welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here this morning.
It's great to have you. What is Urban Harvest STL and how has your organization evolved?
Sure. Urban Harvest STL was established as a nonprofit in 2011 with the mission of growing food for communities that lacked access to fresh produce. We've developed a network of farms and gardens to carry out that mission. And over the past 10 years, we've grown over 45,000 pounds of fresh produce and distributed that free of cost to low-income, low-access communities.
So Urban Harvest was part of a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services challenge. Tell us a little bit more about this contest.
Yeah, so the Environmental Justice Community Innovator Challenge really was looking to uplift community voices that provided innovative solutions to addressing some of the adverse health impacts and environmental conditions within our local community. We really see our work as essential to that. Our farms and gardens offer more than just healthy food. They're transforming former industrial sites to productive growing spaces and offering a solution to climate change. They're a community space that brings neighbors together and forges those bonds of community. We're in preschools, and so they're sparking children's curiosity about nature and introducing them to where our food comes from.
What right now is the state of food insecurity here in St. Louis?
You know, it is getting worse. Unfortunately, I think we're still seeing the impacts of COVID and the reduction in, you know, federal assistance. We've seen a rise over the, you know, even in the past year of the food insecure rate. When we're looking at St. Louis City specific, we have 16% of our community that is really experiencing an inability to meet their daily nutrition needs. When we're looking at children, it's almost one in three children are dealing with these issues. They're living in households where there might not be enough food to eat every day of the week.
You mentioned, Katie, some of the contributions of urban gardens. I'm wondering, from a standpoint of communities, how many years or generations does it really take when you implement something like urban gardens for this to become really a lifestyle and transformational for these neighborhoods?
Yeah, it takes time. And I think we work with one community garden in specific in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood. Miss Rosie and Fresh Starts Community Garden has been there since 2009. And we've been helping out there since 2017. That is just now really becoming a space that the community is proud of. Being able to produce food for that very hyper-local community takes a long time. Organizations like Seed St. Louis, they've been around for 40 years, and they've been supporting community gardens and gardening within the city for that long of a time. And so it's not a new kind of movement, but I think within the scope of urban agriculture and seeing this as one solution to our food access issues, our climate change issues, is really growing in its importance.
What can people do to support? I note that if you have all of these gardens, they need upkeep, right? So you're probably not only looking for donations, but you need volunteers?
Yeah, we have almost daily volunteer opportunities. People can check those out on our website, which is www.urbanharveststl.org. We have 6 farms within the city of St. Louis. As I said, 2 of them are at preschools. 1 is at Rung for Women. 1 is a rooftop garden in Midtown, as well as some community gardens. And so we're really looking for people that want to help out. It's the closing of the season, and that doesn't mean our work stops. And so we'll have opportunities through the winter.
So you've been awarded a financial prize from HHS for this. What's your vision for how that will be used?
It's really just to prop up what we're already doing. We have several education programs in addition to our gardens. We are both providing like a gardening boot camp for individuals that just want to be better gardeners and grow food for their own families and communities. But we also started this year a farmer in training program that is providing that opportunity for people that might want to go into agriculture as a business, whether it be their main business or a side business, but giving them, you know, a 9-month experience to figure out, is this something that I want to do, and help them connect to the resources through the USDA, through the Department of Agriculture in Missouri to really support that growth if that's the direction they want to go in.
I see you're having a little party here in late October. Raise the Roof. What is that?
So Raise the Roof is our annual kind of fundraiser, end of the year celebration. We come together and have a good time. We're going to be blessed with the DJing of DJ Shad this year. And so really looking forward to just a fun time. David Kirkland of Turn Restaurant is a great friend of Urban Harvest and provides all of the food for that event. But lots of food, lots of music, beautiful skyscapes to take pictures of. But tickets can also be found on our website. So we really hope everyone will come and join us.
That's going to be at 3224 Locust at the Zach and Sally's Rooftop Garden and Terrace. That sounds pretty good. Your site is urbanharveststl.org for people interested in that. And we appreciate your time very much. Katie Houck, Executive Director of Urban Harvest STL.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.